Well, good morning. It's good to see you back out this morning. Thankful we're able to be here. Be much in prayer for everyone today and for his service, our church. I know the ones that's already been mentioned, though, but remember the ones with deaths come, remember them. Think as far as the ones in our class, Brother Bobby's, his wife, Brother Jerry, Brother Johnny, and far as others. Anyhow, so maybe others I'm not thinking of, but just remember each one in prayer. Pray for each other. If anything this morning, if not, let's go Lord prayer. We'll get into lesson. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for today. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us, take care of us, allowing us to come back to your house. Lord, I ask you, God, just please help us this morning as we teach. Help us, Lord, is what you've given us. I pray, God, you just help. Lord, help me learn from your word and grow. I pray, God, you just be with all the ones as far as requests, and be with all the ones that families that lost loved ones. I pray for them. I pray, God, you just comfort their hearts and grace. Be with them, Lord. And I pray, God, for all the ones that are sick. I pray, God, you just touch them. Lord, strengthen them, help them, Lord, and be with them. I pray, God, you just be with our church, be with our pastor as he preaches this morning. I pray, God, most of all, if there's one lost, will be saved, for it's too late. They'll call upon you. And far as ask you in their heart and life and accept you as their Savior. Lord, thank you for all you've done. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning I want to look far as 1 Peter chapter 5 again. We're there. We've looked last week far as started this and far as the last chapter in 1 Peter. And we looked far as exhortation, far as to the elder, I believe it was. And then far as there's broken into three, the elders, the younger, and then far as to all, and then a submission as far as a closing thing far as the epistle that Peter wrote. Today I just want to look at the younger. I got some points to bring out, and we'll just get through a few of them, and then we'll finish them next week, Lord willing. But for reading, let's just look at 1 Peter chapter 5. Let's look at starting verse 5. Peter says, "Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever. Amen." We'll stop there for reading. I said we'll close the last later. But yet, we see here, as far as in these verses, that Peter's talking to us, and he's given some signs and marks, if you will, far as of maturity. And that's what we're going to look at today, far as how do you tell, far as the signs, as far as a mature, far as being maturely spiritual and Christian. What are those, and far as there? We see the key verse, and far as this section that we read as far as here is in verse 10, where, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect." Now, perfect here does not mean far as it's not far as meaning sinless, because none of us are going to be sinless. We should sin less, but we're not going to be sinless. We just got the old nature about us and far as there, but we see the word perfect is here just meaning mature. We get it from the word, if, again, I butcher other languages, but telos, as far as there, is to be saved is one thing, but to be mature is something else, as far as there. You know, you can be instantly spiritual, but you can't be instantly mature. It takes far as time and far as things, far as there, God working in our life. But we see here, as far as some signs or marks, as far as being mature, we see in verse 5, Peter says, "Likewise, ye youngers, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. We're to submit ourselves, we see, as far as a spirit of submission and being submissive. You know, we have the ideal as far as in this, when we think of submit, we automatically, no doubt, think of the verse, wives, submit yourselves unto your husband. We've read that in far as 1 Peter, but yet it's not all pertaining just to women. It's not all pertaining just to them as far as there, but it's pertaining to all of us, as far as young, old, male, or female. It pertains to all of us. J. Vernon McGee, in his writing, said as far as that, it's sort of this verse as far as backward, not the verse is backwards, but today in time, people has got this verse backwards, in meaning that instead of the Word of God says, younger, submit yourselves to the elder, but it's almost like this day and time, the elders are submitting to the younger, and it shouldn't be. That's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elders, far as there. So we need to be submissive and far as there. But yet, 1 Peter has to say, far as we see some things it has said, and far as about being submissive. I want to look at these in 1 Peter chapter 2. We see in chapter 2, verse 13, Peter says, submit yourselves therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. So we're to submit ourselves as far as every ordinance, as far as just submit as far as to authority is what Peter's saying. We're not to be rebels as far as rebellious, but we're to be as far as there. You know, I have to confess, and as far as I won't say some of the time, I might probably be lying, but yet a lot of times as far as my foot gets heavier than what it should be, so I'm breaking the law as far as there. So we love to speed, we love to as far as do things there. We tend to bend the rules at times. Well, it's just 5 miles over. I had an uncle who was a deputy at Roane County years ago, and I said, yeah, but they allow you 5 miles over. He said, Jeff, what's the speed limit? It's 55, ain't it? It was back in the day. And I said, yes. He said, it's 55. He said, they'll pull you over after that, they can. But, you know, we tend to want to break the rules or bend the rules a little bit. But yet, Peter tells us that we're far as to, submit ourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. And when we do that and we are submissive for the authority, that we're doing it for the Lord's sake. It's not far as anything on us, but we're obeying them. And like I said, bringing honor and glory to him and being submissive to the Lord as far as there. We also see not only that, far as in verse 13, but we see down in verse 18, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear. As far as there, you know, you might say, yeah, but you don't know my boss. As far as it's pertaining to the job and be a submissive on the job. And you might say, yeah, but you don't know my boss. Adrian Rogers put it this way, I'm not going to work for that two-legged devil and far as there. But yet, you know, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that we're submit far as to our servants and the ones that are over us and far as there, we're submit to them. We're to do what they have to say and far as there. As far as you might say, a person might say, yeah, but Jeff, but that's where it draws a line. I know there's a line that's drawn somewhere that far as it's contrary to the Word of God, then we have the authority and the right upon the Word of God to say, no, at that point, I'm not, going to do that as far as there. I respect your authority, but yet, based upon the Word of God, I can't do that, and I can't do that there. But yet, we're to obey as far as respect authority and as far as do what they ask, and our leaders. Again, you might say, far as there, but you don't know my boss. But yet, what does the latter part of the verse say? It said, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward, froward. We've studied this before, as far as when we come through 1 Peter, and far as back in chapter 2, and far as there. But that just means harsh and contrary. Even the ones that are harsh, even the ones that are contrary, and far as hard, and far as there. We're to obey and respect them and be submissive unto them as far as there. But what does it say there? It says, with all fear. Be subject unto your masters with all fear. all fear is just there, meaning to have reverence for. So we need to have reverence for the ones that far as are over us and far as there. I say this and far as moving on, but I don't agree with everything my boss does or says, but yet I reverence him in far as there. Far as that, you know, respect him because he has authority over me and he's my boss and far as there. But yet, with all fear, with all reverence, we're to be submissive and far as to authority. Authority and far as the ones over us. But also we see there in chapter 1, like I said, we always think when we think being submissive is chapter 3, verse 1, likewise, ye wives, be subject unto your husbands. You know, we always think it pertains to them, but it don't all pertain to them, but it pertains to all of us, far as to be submissive and far as there. But we look back at far as 1 Peter chapter 5, so what Peter has to say about being submissive, but we look at here in 1 Peter chapter 5, and it says, you younger, be submissive unto the elders. And then he also says there, yea, all of you be subject one to another. It seems like that Peter has something to say for us here and for trying to tell us something that he wants us to be, that we're to be far as submissive to one another. He said, therefore, yea, all of you be subject one to another. I'm just submissive. I'm subject far as to any of you far as here and far as, you know, just one to another and far as there. You know, it's Peter's trying to tell us something, and as far as I believe he's speaking out here, as far as about being rebellious and being rebellion. Rebellion is far as in the air, like fungus. And you think as far as what makes us being rebellious and rebellion. Rebellion makes you look like Satan, as far as there, because Satan was as far as rebellious. Satan, as far as there, rebelled against God, wanted to put his kingdom above God's, as far as there. And, you know, he was rebellious. He's the original rebel, as far as there. But yet, that's what rebellion makes you look like. But being submissive makes you look like the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. You know, he was submissive when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed, Lord God, not my will be done, Father, but thy will be done. He was submitting to the Father. He was submitting to his will. So Lord, help us to submit to him, to submit to the Lord, and to submit what he has for us in our lives and for us what he wants us to do and say. Bill Gothard said once, as far as there, he said, if you teach a man's rights, you have a revolution. You teach a man's responsibilities, you have a revival. Lord, help us to know the responsibilities that we have and not to say, well, it's my right to stand up against them. I have that right to speak the way I want to speak. And far as there, no, truthfully, we don't have, as a Christian, we don't have that right. Because a dead man don't have no rights. You said, dead, yeah, because the Bible does say I'm crucified with Christ. And we being crucified with Christ, we're dead to this life and far as dead to the things of this life and world. But, you know, we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ and far as there. And as I said, as a Christian, we don't have far as any rights. We just have responsibilities that the Lord gives us and what the Lord wants us to do and far as there. But we just need to learn to submit far as to one another. As Peter says there, yea, all of you be subject one to another. Then, you know, we look at that and far as look at far as his mission, but yet we also far as ask the question then, what is submission? What is it? Does it mean that one person is superior and the other one's inferior? That one's dominant and the one's just less and you obey my orders no matter what? No. Submission is one equal voluntary placing himself under another equal that God may be glorified. So you're just placing yourself under somebody else that God may be glorified. God may be honored in far as there. You know, again, we just need to take the word of God in far as live it in our lives in far as there, because men's watching. Men's watching far as what you have to say. And let me say this, and again, I'm not trying to toot my horn. Don't think that. I'm just using an example. But one day, far as at work, and years ago, we was building a building. They was in a new part of the company, and they was down there building it. The alarm people came in. They needed to shut off the alarm and do some work and do some things. And lo and behold, the people who was working with them didn't shut the alarm off. And I've been responsible for the alarm, but somebody else was taking it at the time. So anyhow, they didn't call it in. I didn't either, far as to call in, put it in test that no authorities get dispatched, no fire, no police get dispatched. So they was doing work on it, and far as there, and lo and behold, cops got dispatched. Something, wires got crossed or something happened, and they dispatched. Well, the boss was on his way into work, and when he was on his way into work, the cops was behind him. He got into work, and he's a little bit upset, and he's like, why? Why didn't somebody put that thing in test? Why? And far as there, Jeff, why didn't you do that? And I said, I'm sorry. I just didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't really know they was working on it, but I apologize. I'll make sure next time that far as it is. And the whole time he was just going on ramping and raving, and I understand it's his company and far as it's him, but he's like, I just don't like cops following me in of the morning. Sorry, sir. I apologize. And he said, some other guy in the office, I said, I ain't toot my horn, just illustration that one of the other guys in the other office next to where I'm at, he just said, boy, did you hear Jeff? He said, George is in there just letting him have it. And all he said is, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. Yes, sir. I said, what am I supposed to do? I knew rightfully, I knew that if I would have said something, it just stirs up anger. And the Bible speaks of that, you know, a slow answer far as giveth things. I can't think of the verse for word for word, but you know what I'm talking about. But it's just a soft answer and far as there. It's not to stir up. I knew if I said something, it'd just stir him up. So far as there, we need to be submissive is the whole point of that. And far as placing ourselves under somebody, knowing that he's the boss, he's the authority, he's the one that's over us. And why? That God may be glorified. So Lord, help us to live our lives that way. As far as that, it's not my right. Well, I know we have rights, but yet it's not my right. I have the right to stand up. I have the right to say something. And like I said, no, we don't really as Christians. And far as there, we have a responsibility that we need to bring honor and glory far as to the Lord. Now, again, that's not to say, and I get chasing stuff, but that's not to say that we just let the devil run over us any old way. No, we stand up to the word of God and be submissive far as to him and far as there. So be submissive and far as there that we may bring glory and honor far as to the Lord and far as there. But did you know that when I submit to you or you submit to me, we submit to one another, that we're really doing it far as to submitting to the Lord is what we're doing. So we're just submitting far as to the Lord. And an unwillingness to submit to authority is just a mark of immaturity. It just shows where we're really at and far as there. So, Lord, help us that we mature in the faith. We mature, we grow, and far as there, that we our light may be shining far as before others. The verse says that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. You know, you'll never be over those things that God wants you to be over until you learn to be under those things that God has put over you, as far as there. So, Lord, help them, as far as there, that we have, as far as the spirit of submissive. We not only see the spirit of submissiveness, but we see here in first verse 5 and 6, as far as the spirit of far as servitude. He said, therefore, yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Notice there, as far as that word, as far as there, he said, and be clothed with humility. This is pointed out to me when I study, and as far as there, Adrian Rogers, of course, but he said there, be clothed. That word clothed, as far as there, is very interesting word, and it literally means, he said, to tie on an apron. To be clothed or tie on an apron, that's the way, as far as it is used, when it says, be clothed with humility. So it's just meaning far as a tie on an apron. The Greek word literally means, again, to tie on an apron, and has an ideal far as service, just being a service and far as there. Be clothed with humility and being a service to one. But you think of that far as there, what does that remind you of? And what do you think of far as there? Well, it's far as the Christ and far as there when he was in John chapter 3, 13, if you'd like me to read a little bit. John chapter 13, verse 3 through 5, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. And after that he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherein he was girded. So Christ himself, far as started serving disciples there, and took a towel and far as girded himself. He's showing as far as the active, as far as service and submission, as far as to those and as far as there. But yet, you know, Christ, as far as was showed service, and as far as Christ, as far as did that, you and I ought to be submissive, and as far as be a attitude, as far as a service and servitude to one another. You know, it's just, you know what it takes when we're willing to serve. As far as that, we see Peter pointing that out here. He said, what does it take to be a servant? Far as there, he said, clothed with humility. It takes being humble, just being having humility. And far as there, not being proud, not being haughty. As far as, well, I've got this, I can do this, it's my job, move over. No, it's just being humble, being far as humble and far as to them. Far as there, but we not only see that, but we also see far as a spirit of calmness and far as peacefulness. We see there in verse 7, he said there, far as casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I know this is a verse that's well quoted and far as well known in the Bible, but it's here and it's there for us and far as there. But we see a mature Christian does not run around nervous or worried or upset all the time. It don't need to be that way as a Christian. Because why? Because God tells us, as far as casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now, keep in mind, let me pause a second. You keep in mind, the people that was going here, that Peter was writing to, was going through far as trouble and tribulation and bunch of trials and far as there. Peter was wanting them to know that, hey, that God cares for you. Whatever you're going through, God cares for you. Just cast it upon him because he careth for you. So just giving far as what you got today and far as there. It's not right for the upright to be uptight. We shouldn't be uptight. We shouldn't be nervous and far as there. But we should just cast all of our care upon him. And to be a more mature Christian is to realize that God is more able to take care of every situation. Lord, help us. We get that way in our life. I'm not saying you're not, but if we're there, that you know that we just, every situation in life, that we don't worry about it, we don't fret over it, but we just let God take care of it. We let God handle it, whatever the situation is. You say, Jeff, you don't know what I'm going through, though. No, I don't, but God does, and he's able to see us through and to help us with that and far as there. So just take it to the Lord. Give it to him. That's all I can point you to is the Lord, and give it to him. And far as there, he will help you with it. You know, the word care, far as in this passage of all scripture, literally means just anxiety. Put your anxieties upon the Lord. Cast them upon him. Me and a guy was talking the other day about this scripture, and he was telling me that the word cast literally means to throw, and far as put it upon and throwing. You think about maybe a root, crazy way to think, but yet you think as far as when you go fishing, you cast your lure out in the water. You're throwing it out there as far as that you might get it to fish or something, but yet we need to cast our cares upon him, throw it out there to him. And I ain't saying disrespectful way. Here, God, you take it. No, but reverently lay it to him, give it to him as far as there, that he'll be able to help as far as there. But we see that it means, like I said, it means anxiety. Just put your anxiety, cast it up on the Lord. And the word cast here speaks very deliberately, act, a definite, a deliberate, and a decisive act. Just deliberately, just decisively, I'm putting it up on you, Lord. I've experienced this. Let me just share this with you as far as if I can, personal experience. But many of y'all know as far as has doubts in my life and as far as had a hard time with it and as far as some things. I remember Brother Bill Nolan one time, different ones would pray and far as pray and far as help me and far as to try. And Brother Bill Nolan had come to pray one night. Bill Nolan said it. He said over here, he lived up on the hill, and he told me, he said, Jeff, I don't know what's bothering you, but all I can tell you, just give it to the Lord. Lay it down here. When you get up from praying, don't take it with you. Leave it here and go back. And that's so many times that we get down, we get pray, and we ask the Lord. We're praying to the Lord, and the Lord's willing to take it. But what do? We take it back up and take it back with us. God don't want that. God wants us to leave our cares. Take it to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Don't take it back, but just leave it there. Leave it to him. You know, we see that worry as far as faith that is turned inside out. We just need to have faith in the Lord that he's able and willing And he is willing and able to take that and help us with that as far as there. Why should you worry then when you can cast your anxiety upon the Lord? And furthermore, he has commanded you to do and invite you to do that. It's just to cast your care as far as upon him. If I can, I'll give you this little thing. And as far as Adrian Rogers' story, he pointed out that one time there was this guy driving a cart down this path or down this road, and he was his horse and buggy, and he was drunk going down the road, and he noticed this guy walking alongside the road, and he carrying a 50-pound sack of farce grain or something on his shoulder, carrying it. And he stopped up beside him and said, "Sir, why don't you get on and let me give you a ride? Let me give you a lift as far as where you're going." He said the guy hopped on the wagon, they took off, and he said he got down the road and he looked at the guy and he said, "Sir," he noticed he's still carrying that 50-pound grain. He said, "Sir," he said, "why don't you just lay it down and relax and I'll take you where you're going. Enjoy the ride." He said, "Sir," he said, "it's the least you've done is give me a ride. Like, I can't give you, let this thing ride too." He was carrying it, and that's what illustration as far as we do. A lot of times we want to walk with the Lord. We walk with the Lord. We do it. We pray to the Lord. But yet we still want to carry that far as with us. Lord, I just pray that far as today, we don't carry that with us. We take it and give it to the Lord. I thought as far as different ones and far as our life and far as we come in contact with and just praying for them, that far as that God will touch them. God will deal with them far as there that are heavy laden, far as haven't accepted Christ. They're heavy laden far as there. But God said, "Come unto me, all you that are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you," and far as there, see that he is as far as good and merciful, far as there. But yet, you know, we just need to take and give it to the Lord. If you've not accepted Christ in your heart and life, I ask you, beg of you, far as to accept Christ. He will take that load. And far as you've experienced before you saved and you ask Christ in your heart and life, you know what I'm talking about. But it's just like a burden that's lifted off. It's just like a care, as far as there, and it truly is a burden that God lifts off of us and far as takes and far as there. So, again, I'll stop there as far as we'll pick up the letter too, as far as later on and get several points and close out the book as far as Peter there. But I just want to leave that with you there. As far as you got something today, just something there, just, you know, take it to the Lord. Give it to him. But also, Lord, help us to be submissive. Help us to be serving as far as the attitude as far as serving others, that we may be glorifying our Father in heaven. So, like I said, hope you got something from today. Hope as far as just pray, be much in prayer for the service today and as far as our pastor as he comes to preach. Thank you.